from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Heathley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to y'all all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's Mark Carter with us.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh my gosh.
Yellow.
What? The conversations that we always have before we go on the radio are
the best.
It's incredible stuff is revealed.
Yeah.
And we've been in with each other for a long time and we just learn things about each other.
Yeah.
By the way, Loren's not here today. She's in she's at a wedding in Napa. I asked her yesterday who was getting married. She said she didn't know. It was one of Dallas's, somebody on Dallas's side.
Likely story.
I have a suspicious. I have a feeling if it wasn't in Napa, she might have thrown down the hammer a little harder. But
yeah, if it was like, I don't know, in Wyoming where there was no internet.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the wedding's on Saturday. So she left yesterday. And there's a funny story about her leaving, too, that we'll have to tell you. But she left yesterday. And my guess is that today is the wine Napa day.
Oh,
tomorrow's
so they can
the wedding.
It. Yeah. And then Sunday coming home. Yeah.
But she was flying out of here yesterday, Nicole, and we checked her flight, and she's like, I got to leave at 10. I have to leave at 10. I have to get everything done at 9. My flight's at like 1:15.
Rushing around,
running into inanimate objects, trying to get stuff done, yeah. Hitting doors, you know, just doing commercials. And I go, hey, don't worry about it. Your flight's delayed an hour. She's like, oh. I still got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Relax. Yeah, your flight doesn't leave till 2:15 now.
You can stay longer and work.
Yeah, I kept telling her flight was delayed longer and longer. She's like, shut up.
I ended up leaving until like after 3, right?
Yeah.
You even got more delayed.
Yeah, and then like I did about 50 things. And I went to like Lowe's, got new light bulbs, picked the kids up, came home, and I still looked, and she was still like only over Tennessee.
Barely.
That's such a
over.
Long flight, man.
Well, you know, and it's like going up and down, like the coastline is quick, but when you go across, it takes forever.
Yeah, yeah, especially if there's like weather, you're going against the jet stream going out there. The good thing is you pick up 3 hours going to the West Coast.
Even like driving.
She left here at 2 and gets there at 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but when she comes back, that's so tough.
Yeah, she's going to be a wreck on Monday. Good thing it's a short week.
Yeah. But you know, like even just driving, because as a kid, we never flew. We always drove. But you could be like in Florida in what, 6 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And in 6 hours, you're still in Tennessee if you go the other way.
Oh.
Like, you know what
so
I mean?
So true. I got hired in Memphis. I drove from New Jersey to Memphis. I hit the border of Tennessee from, like, West Virginia.
And you're there forever.
And my boss is like, you might as well not even be in Tennessee because Memphis is literally on the Arkansas border.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's the longest state.
Never ends.
Mm.
I feel the same way about Florida. I feel like when you're in Florida, Florida never ends. It's
yeah.
a huge state.
Pennsylvania's the same
yeah.
way. Yeah.
But like you blow through South and North Carolina mm-hmm. like it's nothing. 3 hours, you're gone. I mean, you're through North Carolina.
It's true. I was lucky enough when I moved from California back to New Jersey. I moved from Sacramento to New Jersey. I just took I-80 the yeah. whole way. But I got to go through like states that I, you know, like Nevada, Utah, Wyoming. I'd never been to Wyoming before.
You know what my mom and dad's doing right now? They left yesterday and didn't have a plan. They were just driving.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
for how long?
For a week.
Dad get laid off for?
No. No.
It sounds like a laid off trip.
Sweetie, let's get out of town. He's running from the law.
His mistress is coming in for the week. I'll tell you what. Let's go. Let's get out of town. Where do you want to go, honey?
Anywhere.
I don't care.
Just get. Back of the bags.
The car. I got a fun game. It's called We'll Drive.
Yeah. You want to make reservations? No. Don't use credit cards.
That's awesome, though. What kind of vehicle are they cruising in?
I don't know what type of vehicle.
I mean, like dad's pickup,
yeah,
an SUV?
Yeah, a pickup truck.
Okay.
But they left yesterday, and I think they're going towards Kentucky and that way.
Okay.
Because they ended up at a casino somewhere. Didn't
Cherokee
work.
Cherokee Casino, I wonder. Maybe in outside of Asheville.
And then I think today they're near wherever Maker's Mark Bourbon Whiskey is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do that today.
Cool.
And then they're going to drive around, maybe go play around Nashville. But they have no plans. They're just kind of winging it, which makes me so nervous. And I'm like, Mom, like, you can't just show up in Nashville without a hotel reservation. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's hotels everywhere. She might not get in the Strip or downtown, but
you'll
find a place.
It scares me, though.
Yeah.
And then I also was like, can you update me every, because I don't know where they're going, and this sounds like the beginning of a 48 hours. Like, the police are going to come to me when my parents go missing. They're like, where were they going? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where my parents went. And then that looks shady, you know?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like I can vision a horror story.
Oh, they're having fun.
Yeah, but it makes me so nervous. But yeah, they yesterday just left with no plans.
That's cool.
Just driving.
And they'll be gone for the like Thanksgiving there or what?
They'll be right back Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Are you going up there for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
To Roanoke?
I'll be there Wednesday. But it's my sister's hosting it this
Your
year.
Sister? Well, we were just talking. It was interesting. Like, our intern, Adam Driver, said he's not doing anything for Thanksgiving.
I felt bad for that.
Me too.
He seems good with it, though.
I think he's just trying to play it cool because he's got nothing to do. Give him something to do, and I'm sure he's going to be there.
Well, I told him to go to Essex Bar and Bistro for the Turkey Day buffet.
Yeah, how much is that?
It's like $30. You want to go in halvesies, send him?
I don't know if he wants to go. I said, what about your girlfriend? He's like, she doesn't celebrate. I said, what? She doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's the time that you get together, right, Aaron?
Right, producer what? Nicole, you like Thanksgiving too.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, Nicole, you're going to be on the boat. I wonder if they're going to have, because Nicole's going on a cruise.
Does Cuba celebrate Thanksgiving?
Are you going to be in Cuba for Thanksgiving?
I will be in Havana.
And oh, that's cool.
I wonder what Havana does for Thanksgiving.
We're going to find out.
Huh.
Will you be protesting?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, good. You know, Thanksgiving is just about giving thanks and being, for me and my family, honestly, it's just another reason because we don't get together all that much. Everybody's so busy. You give thanks, eat some turkey, some ham.
Turn your microphone off.
Privilege. It's the busiest holiday of the year because so many people celebrate it. Privilege did not.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not even supposed to say it, but Cam Newton's doing something really cool on Monday night for people because it's such a cool, Thanksgiving's such a cool thing.
Sure. Yeah. I love Thanksgiving.
What are you, Aaron, what's the family doing out there in Wesley Chapel? And then we got a real Thanksgiving celebrator here.
He
looks like he would be.
Yeah, I love Thanksgiving.
I bet like, they pull out the certain Thanksgiving placemats, you know what I mean?
No, but we do have placemats.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
Do they say thankful on them?
No, they're green.
Okay.
And they got yellow polka dots.
Family football, 9 a.m., front yard.
No.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
Perfect okay. Thanksgiving.
Take us through your day, Aaron, out there in Wesley Chapel. Here's a student at Wingate.
Yep. So on Thanksgiving, we start off in the morning. Each of us have like a dish we have to make. So probably night before, people start making preparations.
Well, actually make food for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Mm. What's your specialty?
I do pumpkin pie and broccoli casserole.
Broccoli casserole's good. Mm,
that's really good. Although I lose the recipe every year, so I have to make it up every single year.
Okay. So you're all in the kitchen together trying to get your stuff together, kind of like a reality show.
We kind of stagger it.
Sitting there.
We stagger it.
Okay.
How many people are cooking in your kitchen at one time?
At one time, maybe two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a big kitchen.
All right, so take us through Thanksgiving. So then what time do you guys eat?
We usually eat around noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we chill for a bit.
Play board games.
Last year, we watched Netflix, the old show Cheers. Watched Cheers.
You seem like a go-to-the-movie-theater type of person
we
for
did.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You know, you kind of fits.
That's weird how you know that, because I told you
that's
just
All-American, buddy.
He is the All-American family.
He is, and I love it.
Like, insert any movie family, and I think it's him.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, buddy.
I really
Aaron.
Do.
I'll tell my mom.
Your mom should know. If she listens to the show. We're jealous of your family lifestyle. So then will you eat another Thanksgiving later on that day?
Yeah. So after we come back from the movies, then, it depends on the day. Sometimes we eat right before we go to the movies, and then sometimes right after.
Okay.
Is it drama? Because, like, there's always something with my family. Either some idiots trying to put a frozen turkey in the fryer and it's going to explode. Yeah, or someone got drunk, you know. It's like, you know, the person that wants to wrap up dinner to go shopping, you know, and then that starts fight.
Is there a Black Friday shopping trip?
Last year I went with Tori's family.
Yeah, that's your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
will she be at your house for Thanksgiving this year?
She will be, yeah.
Well, you already see, Sterling and I, we're very upset because we're in this position that we should be celebrating holidays together. But because he never goes home and he only sees his family once a year, he feels obligated to go there. And
and you see your family quite often, so why don't you just go with him to Jersey to go see his family?
Well, we're too late for that.
Mm.
And this is my sister's Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving you want to be in.
Mm.
This is the good. I mean, my mom.
So you guys have made choices. You've made decisions that maybe the relationship being together is not as important as being with your sister.
That's not it.
It's okay.
That's not it. I blame him for booking a flight. That's what I blame.
But you still say you want to go to your sister's.
And then because this is the good year for him to come down for Roanoke's things. This would be the year for him.
Okay. I'm sure your sister will host again.
Because my sister like puts like names on where everyone sits, and she thinks about how to stagger people.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like a free for all buffet at my mom's house. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we know Roy
internal
Sterling and AA runs the Thanksgiving, I didn't know that we were going to open a Pandora's box with you.
Let's go back
to the All-American Kid.
Yeah, where things are perfect.
Hey, we've got Hornets tickets for you today. We'll tell you how you can win those and the times you need to be listening to go check out your Charlotte Hornets during the holiday break here between now and Wednesday. There's two games, got two sets of tickets. Details coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Welcome to the meeting. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We want to send you to the Hornets.
Right. We do. We want to send you to the Hornets game. We got tickets for the game tomorrow night. There's also a game on Monday night. Your tickets, check this out. It's called bookending. We're going to bookend the legendary Friday free-for-all. So your first set of tickets at 7:45, and then you can listen to the weekend kickoff as we go old-school style throwback songs to get your weekend started.
All right.
Then your next set of tickets, 8:15.
When the free-for-all is over.
When the free-for-all is over. It's called bookending.
Right.
Read about it. Google it.
Don't.
Ask Siri.
Don't ask about it.
Speaking of our phones, we got Lorenz out today. Producer Nicole is going to give us a dirty on the 30 here in just a minute. But we have a text chain, an MRLN text chain, Manny, Roy, Lorenz, and Nicole. And it's 3 a.m. there.
Yeah, Lorenz in
California.
Napa, yeah.
So we need to send a text to the group.
Watch this. Hey, Nicole, can someone grab me a bottle of water?
No, ask for a bottle of, like, wine.
Bottle of wine. Ugh, it's just a rough morning.
And then you talk about, like, food.
Okay. Like, things that like, will make Lauren mad that she's not here for.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Say, like, yeah, let me grab the caviar real quick.
Yeah.
Raw
sushi. Sushi drop today.
Question mark.
Yeah, question mark.
I'll confirm.
So, like, right now, while she's sleeping at 3 a.m., booze.
She probably put it on ignore.
Because she knows us?
Yeah.
Because we do this all the time.
Well, so do you. Whoever's out always gets on the text chain. And sometimes it's not even a joke. Sometimes it's legit like, hey, Nicole, where's this? Where's that? Like when I was out with Ruby being born, mm-hmm. I would see that. You guys would be texting each other about the show. The sushi drop today, I'll confirm. Hey, Nicole, can someone grab me a bottle of wine? Rough morning. Ugh. 3:22 a.m. in California. Hi, Lauren. We miss you.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Yes, that's right. Filling in for Lauren.
Lucky me.
With all things dirty.
Do you want to play Can't Beat Nicole today, or do you want to play, should we play Hologram Lauren?
Hologram Lauren.
Hologram Lauren.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought for sure Nicole likes competition. After all, you're the one that was in the Bible competition not too long ago.
I was.
Right? Yeah, that was amazing. We got to talk about that later.
Yeah, we can. I got a trophy, so I'm good. So this saddens me, but Justin Bieber is taking time from music, and we're not getting music anytime in the near future.
Justin Bieber?
Yes.
Well, I thought he was already taking time.
Well, yes, he has, but there's been a lot of rumors about, okay, now that he's married, he's good, he's going to get back in the studio. There were a lot of rumors about him doing a worship album, and everything saying, like, nope, he takes that with a grain of salt. He's not doing anything music-related in the near future.
Oh, okay.
Ariana Grande just cut off all of her hair.
Whoa. Really? What?
Yes, they say a woman who changes her hair is about to change her life.
That's true.
We talk about that time and time again after breakups. What do? How do you handle it?
And Ariana, I mean, she had some hair.
She did. She had beautiful hair with that long ponytail.
I mean, I'm sure she'll still get extensions to
I'm kind of glad she did, because I always thought that made her look like a little middle schooler child. Nope. Hair going all the way down.
Yeah, so she cut it off. I mean, who knows how many.
Any pictures?
Yeah, it's on her Instagram.
Oh, well, okay. All right, I'll look for it off the air.
Yeah. She got that. And then, remember that time, this was last year, remember when we put Lauren in a suitcase?
Yeah.
Because there were rumors about Taylor Swift, and that's how she traveled to get away from paparazzi.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, casually, Zayn kind of confirmed that that was true. That really was Taylor Swift traveling in a suitcase to avoid paparazzi.
Wow.
It was a big trunk, though, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And it was being loaded into a car.
Yeah.
How bad is paparazzi when you have to do that?
But, like, this was right before, or was it right when she started dating Joe Alwyn, her now boyfriend?
Yeah.
There's the trunk. Yeah, she'd get, like, caught. Her bodyguards would be seen with this big trunk.
Man, so I would be so nervous.
So we stuffed Lauren in a suitcase to mimic that.
Drops.
I forgot about that. And I would be so nervous being in there, so claustrophobic and whatnot.
Yeah, so Zayn, like, I think it was some interview that he was in, but he talked about it and kind of just, like, stood there with a, oh, crap.
Oh, that's funny. That.
Imagine if there's ever photos of her getting out of it.
Anything else going on in Hollywood?
I mean, like, there's a lot going on, but those things just kind of, like, piqued my interest.
Good. Well, we'll tell you more going on at 7:30 this morning. We'll give you the movies coming out this weekend.
Yeah,
so that you
and we got a lot
out.
Of new music in the 7:30. Katy Perry dropped a Christmas song.
Oh, awesome.
Zayn and Nicki Minaj have a collaboration.
Okay.
And Ariana teased a new song. So change your hair, change your life.
Oh, plus I know BTS fans are rabid. They probably know this, but the band BTS also made an announcement yesterday. You see that?
Over the thing they did?
Yeah, that thing they did with the other thing.
The thing?
Yeah.
So at 7:30.
We'll give you details on that. Up next, though, you know what I want to do? I want to talk about the lie detector test, because so many people were talking about the lie detector test from this week, and some people were happy with the results, some people were unhappy. If you missed it and you didn't get to hear any of the lie detector results that we did all week long, we'll give you a little update coming up here in just about 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Excited for December 13th. Manny, do you know what's going on December 13th? Because I do.
I will be uptown at Rooftop 210
for
Kissmas 2018, Roy.
Yes, that's 100% correct. Make sure you get your ticket to All Ages event at kiss951.com. We will have the boy band, why don't we?
I don't really want to dress one day. I like my women independent.
Also joining, why don't we, is an MRL friend, Sabrina Carpenter. And the one, the only, you've heard of the song, Drew Barrymore, Bryce Vine.
Gonna be a great show.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a great show. And the cool thing about Kissmas is, you know, like last year we had it with the Backstreet Boys at Bojangles. Actually, Why Don't We was there.
Yeah.
So we're bringing Why Don't We back. The year before was at the Spectrum Center with Shawn Mendes, Alessia Cara, DNCE. And now we've kind of went a little more intimate with the location. Rooftop 210 is definitely a smaller location than even the Fillmore. So it's important to get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com, because this show will sell out based on the amount of seats that are there for this intimate Kissmas 2018, December 13th with the MRL show on KISS 95.1.
Perfect.
Let's see. Somebody said the app won't load on any of today's MRL shows. SOS, I need to hear Maney's lie detector results right away.
Well, hang on. Let me check my phone.
I checked it.
Is it working?
This was yesterday. We got this. And it was working for me. So if you have any issues with the KS95.1 app, make sure you take down the app, maybe reload it. It's free anyway, and everything should be working again. More messages coming in. OMG, Lie Detector Week was one of the best weeks in radio. Another one says, you guys, my ride to Charlotte is filled with traffic and people annoying me, but listening to Lie Detector Week was awesome. Way to go, everyone. You all passed with flying colors. And I'm thinking to myself, did we?
It was tough for me.
You know, if you didn't hear it, the audio is up on the KISS95.1 app on the podcast. Also, we have the video up. If you haven't done so, go and subscribe to our YouTube page, The MRL Show.
Yep.
You can see the video of actually a producer, Nicole, giving us the lie detector test, Loren, Roy, and myself.
But I think the big one for me that got everyone all sorts of upset was they said, would you leave for a different show that paid more money?
Was your loyalty with the MRL show, or if another
show... That's not the question.
Or if another show came and offered you more money, would you leave?
That wasn't the question. No one said, was your loyalty with the MRL
But that's how
show.
People read it.
They shouldn't, though.
Well, based on the responses we got after you answered that question, they sure read it that way.
They sure did. I'm like out getting a drink, and someone's like offering me a job. Everywhere I go, people think it's so funny. They're like, hey, how about this salary?
Well, producer Nicole, you did give us the test, and so you asked Roy, would you leave for more money, right?
Yes, I asked him if he got, would you leave the show if you got a job offer from another show that offered more money?
And he said?
He said yes. And then that,
he wasn't deceitful.
Right.
On that.
That came back as he was telling the truth. What happened was after that, he then tried to explain himself, saying, well, I would try to take everyone with me. And then that's when it just went.
That's when the polygraph spiked, when you said you would take everyone with you.
Well, we had somebody who had an interesting perspective. Because I said, it's not selfish. I would take everyone with me. They think that spiked because I said it's not selfish. Because it is selfish. But you should be selfish with your own job.
Of course you should.
You should be.
You should also be loyal.
I would be loyal.
Speaking of loyalty, how about the question? Well, go ahead.
But now you know. Bosses, you want to keep me around?
I think the bosses know that they have to pay you based on our last negotiation. The thing that got me was when Nicole asked, do you miss Drex and Cassidy, your old showmates who I initially started in Charlotte radio with? And I said no, but Nicole swears, and she showed me the results, that there was deception in that answer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I love Loren and Roy so much that I can't think of anything that would make it be deceptive.
And some people, by the way, who listen to our show probably don't even remember that time.
No.
It was,
and that's good.
It was 6 years ago, and you were only with them for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This show's been together for four.
So the only reason why I could think there might be some deception is if somewhere in my brain frequency, my brain waves, I was thinking, maybe I was upset that show failed because that was the initial show that I moved here for.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be happier working with you guys. My gosh. I mean, it's true.
I like the story.
It's true.
Okay.
Also, he asked me if I was gay. Well, if I've had a gay experience.
Yes. And
who hasn't? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I was nervous. But you could go hear that results and find out how Loren answered when she was asked, do you think everyone on the show works equally as hard as the other person? That's good, too. That's up at the MRL show on our podcast. And you can also go check it all out on YouTube, which is the thing to do is to go look at our reactions when we have these questions asked.
You know, I don't have enough time to tell. You know, go to our KISS95.1 Facebook page, and I'll put up an exclusive story. Well, I'll talk about an exclusive story there where one of your old showmates was talking to me, and I kind of felt like they were trying to prove that they were a better friend to you than me.
Ooh.
Oh, this was at boot camp.
This was at boot camp.
Okay. All right. And that'll be a Facebook Live exclusive.
Facebook Live exclusive.
And I'm not a fan.
Okay. Brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate. If you can, head over to KISS95.1's Facebook page right now. We're on live there. And we're going to get into that. Plus, but we've got to talk about, Nicole blew my mind this morning, and Roy, too, before we even got on the air. She went to States and got a trophy in a sport about the Bible, y'all.
There's competitions for all these different things you never knew about.
Okay, don't go anywhere. You got to hear this. 8 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
And just after 7, we're going to find out why Roy says his grandfather killed somebody and actually did jail time for it, and he didn't know about that till last week.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, we found out after he's passed away, found out some interesting, horrifying history about my family.
I'm sure you're not alone. We're going to want to hear everybody's story about something they learned about someone after they passed away. That's after 7 this morning right here on the MRL Show. Producer Nicole had something interesting to say this morning before we got on the air.
And she says she went to States, but she wasn't talking about, like, normal sports.
You're the state champ at what?
Well, third place state champ. And I wish I could remember what it was called. It was a sport that growing up, I grew up Southern Baptist.
Right.
And went to church. And, you know, they had this church sport. And it had to do with racing to find Bible verses. And I can't remember what, like, the name was, but it was a whole name. It was a whole league. And
I can't believe that. So you had a Bible in your hand.
Yeah. So
and other
literally
competitors, too.
The gist of it is that you were standing.
Mm-hmm. She's demonstrating, by the way. She's standing.
You had your Bible in front of you.
Yeah.
And you had a hand on the bottom, a hand on the top, and you're holding it. And then whoever, I guess the preacher was the referee or whatever. Uh-huh. And so he then tells you.
Corinthians 3:16.
Right. And so then you hold it, and then you got Corinthians 3:16, which is something about strength. And then. And then you go.
You have to. You lick your finger.
Right. And so then he tells you, okay, go. And then you have to flip through it. You get to it. And once you get to it, you're there. Raise your hand. Corinthians 3:16, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Whoa. Ding!
Wow.
Yeah.
And you beat everybody to the point where you represented your church other churches?
I was young, yeah, and I don't remember much about it, and I wish I could remember. But so, like, you won, and then after you did yours, then you would, like, travel to other churches and go against other churches, and then if you won there, then you went to, like, a regional, and then you went to, like, a state, and I'm pretty sure there was a national competition. Your girl didn't make it to nationals. I think I have, like, a third place trophy.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Dude,
who knows what's going on any given Wednesday?
But
you remember when we were at TGI Fridays and they had the bartending competition between all TGI Fridays?
Oh, yeah. And the TGI Fridays we were at, the manager was taking it serious with the bartenders, measuring the fours and everything. like bartenders, they're never up at 10 a.m., so they were, like, half out of it.
But it taught me, so now I can, like, recite all the chapters.
Okay, was it both Old and New Testament, or did you work just, okay.
Both.
And then my next question
Genesis,
was, did everybody
Exodus,
have
Leviticus
this?
Numbers, to the remedy, Joshua, Judges, with 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and
2nd. Okay, let me ask you something. Did everybody have the same Bibles?
I got scared.
The same size Bibles?
Yes, they were provided by the church.
Okay, and then the people that beat you, how fast were they?
Hang on. There's regulation Bibles for this.
No. But see, Roy, I'm into competition too, and I would be like, wait a minute, his Bible's bigger, therefore it's easier for him to flip the page. Hold on a second. The people that beat you must have been super fast.
Yeah, you know, I'm drawing a lot of blanks because that was kind of a long time ago.
I
cannot say that I continued that sport in high school.
You picked up basketball and you ended up getting a scholarship for it. Good.
But that was kind of like a thing that we did.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay. People are calling in. I guess they want to talk about this. Maybe they were up against you.
No one was up against.
I don't know. You never know. All right. Thanks, Nicole. There she is. Give a round of applause to Nicole.
Thank you.
I mean,
who
knew?
I have my trophy somewhere. I think my mom has it.
What is it? A Bible?
Yeah, I think
it's her licking her fingers to turn the page. All right. That's good. That's awesome. There she is. The Bible page turning champ. I love that.
Bible drill.
Bible drill.
That's what it's called. Right.
Bible drill champ. There she's third place winner of the Bible drill.
Man.
That's awesome.
Glory days.
All right. We're going to hear Roy's story about Grandpa.
Yes. Found out something when he passed away. Found out something that was shocking. We'll get to that in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We've got to get to Roy's story about how he found out his grandfather killed someone and ended up in jail.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Potentially, yeah. That's what I heard.
I'm sure the story will change when he tells it, but that's what he's saying. But we just found out, Roy, that Nicole, by the way, Loren not here today. She's
in Napa
at a wedding. She'll be back on Monday.
But we found out that our wonderful producer, Nicole, was a part of something called the Bible Drill.
Yeah. And I honestly haven't thought about this for like a decade. And I don't actually know what got the conversation going this morning.
Before we got on the air, you were talking about how you stood in front of a church with the preacher telling you what verse to go to. And you were so fast, you could get there.
Yeah.
And then you made it to state, y'all.
I practiced. Like, that was the thing, is I would go home with my Bible and practice.
Like, in the living room, do you get mom to...
Yeah.
Awesome. Would you cut your paper cuts or no?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Well, Laura and Chris are on hold, and they remember theirs. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Hi.
So, I did Bible drill in South Carolina, grew up Southern Baptist as well, and I remember making it to the state competition, but I definitely didn't... trophy out like Nicole did, but it was intense.
So you feel honored to be talking to Nicole right now?
Trophy state winning.
Well, you know,
Bible driller.
It's very interesting because it's something I haven't thought about in a long time either. But it's something that my friends make fun of me for. So.
That's hilarious.
I make fun of myself.
Thanks,
for it.
Laura. No, this is be proud of this.
And you know, the pieces of paper in a Bible are so thin because they had to fit so many sheets in.
Yeah,
I'd be ripping it. You know, the pages would be flying out.
I would get last place trophy. Definitely.
Because you don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, I just wouldn't be able to turn the page that quick.
No participation.
Chris was so excited about hearing this. He says he's never called a radio station before. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah. I never thought I'd be on the radio. But, yeah, when I heard her talking about the Bible drill, and I actually, when she was, like, saying she couldn't figure out what it was called, I was like, it's a Bible drill. It's, like, it's like the easiest name, a Bible drill.
And so how far did you go in the Bible drill competitions?
I didn't go far at all.
Yeah, you're normal. You can't turn the page with speed.
I mean, dude, it really was. Like she said, it is, you're thinking, wow, you're just turning pages from a Bible, trying to find a Bible. But, like,
that's
really
literally
gets,
all it is.
It really gets really intense in front of all these, you know, where you go to school at, and the people, you know, just like the Christians and everything. And, and where I went to school, like, here grew up Baptist, we had a huge, huge chapel. The whole place would be filled up.
People would participate.
People would come.
Crowds would come watch and cheer you on.
Because here's the thing.
You're going to do great in the Bible. I used to think this was like football or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Chris. People tailgate before.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, come on, sweetheart. You got to be quicker with John.
Next thing you know, like, your grandparents are there, the aunt and uncles are there, like, it's a congregation.
Oh, that's so funny. You guys are amazing.
Oh, I know.
Welcome to the
Catholic. It was sweet. Confession. That was the fun thing, to go on confession. All right, congratulations, everybody that did the Bible drill. Roy's story about Grandpa, what he found out after he passed away in 3 minutes.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Finding things about your family after they've passed away. This is what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. So my sister told me this crazy story, and I had to get it confirmed through my mother. Evidently, my sister overheard my mom saying, well, and you know, it's just a shame that he passed away with all that guilt, which is a really heavy line.
Talking about Grandpa.
Right. My sister's like, what are you talking about? So evidently back in the day, like in the 60s, You know, my grandfather and his friends would get together, they play guitar and they drink. And which is an awesome Friday night, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Picking guitars, you know, banjos. And for whatever reason, they decided to leave and go somewhere else, or they were at a friend's house and they was going back home, and everyone was in the same vehicle.
Okay.
Now, grandfather was drunk, but evidently other people weren't. There was a designated driver. Well, he ended up passing out, falling asleep in the back of the car.
Okay.
So he says, come to find out, there's people walking on the side of the road, and they were hit by the car he was in.
But Grandpa wasn't driving.
Well, people in the car see Grandpa was driving.
But Grandpa says
I was sleeping.
Grandpa says he was sleeping.
In the back. So no one's admitting to who was driving the car. And people died.
But did he do jail time?
He did. I don't know how the criminal justice system worked in the 60s. The way my mom tells the story, it sounds all loosey-goosey. Like, well, we don't know who did it. Let's just lock them all up.
Right.
You know?
We'll give them all a year.
6 months? He was in there for 6 months. Or, it was like 6 months. And, you know, and he, you know, he was telling the story. When he would tell everyone about it, he's like, you know, if I was drunk and I was driving, I would have at least stopped. You know, I would have done my time and I would have, you know what I mean? I would have stopped.
Yeah.
He's like, I would have kept going and drove, because they end up finding the car at the house.
What if Grandpa was driving and went into the back with everyone else and fell asleep?
Everybody's just back there sleeping.
Just nobody was driving.
And just flying down the road.
I mean, holy.
That's a crazy story. So he's like, I don't know if I was driving. I don't think I was driving, but somebody was hit by my car. You know,
you never knew that.
Never knew that. I'm like, Grandpa went to jail for murder? What?
It was an accident.
He went to jail for involuntary manslaughter?
Although you did start out by saying every Friday night there was drinking and guitar playing.
Yeah, they enjoyed that.
Mm. Did he ever make a song about that night? Maybe there's a lot of clues in there. Why don't you go see?
Pull up the lyrics. I got behind the wheel.
Bobby Joe was behind the wheel. No, it wasn't. It was Jimmy John. No, it wasn't. It was Bobby Joe. They're all just blaming each other.
That's how it was, though. Nobody took ownership of what happened that night. And that shocks me.
Bobby Joe drove the truck that night. No, it wasn't me.
And you're like, when you know someone, you know?
Ooh. We got good ones on hold, y'all. What was it that you found out about someone after they passed away? 704-570-9595. I remember we asked this one time before I don't even know how we got into it. Maybe a news story about something. But do you remember somebody said they found out Grandma had a major addiction to God's good green earth?
They went to clean out her dresser.
They found like drug paraphernalia. Yeah. They found a whole bunch of God's good green earth in a bag.
Man.
And the family fought over who was going to, quote-unquote, get rid of it.
Inherited. Well, and then we found out we had a whole second family after my grandmother on the other side passed away.
Everybody showed up at a funeral. You had no idea who they were.
Yeah, there was a little affair, a family affair.
Cow.
So I'm finding all these secrets about my family that did awful things.
You're so busy.
I know.
So busy. All right, 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. You found out about this after the person passed away.
Kiss 95.1.
And we tried to find the song to see if we could find out clues.
I think it was called Behind the Wheel.
Yeah. Before there was Jesus Take the Wheel, there was a song called Behind the Wheel. What are we talking about, Roy?
Well, so evidently my grandfather and his band buddies back in the 60s was involved in a hit and run, and no one admitted to the crime. And so they all just went to jail.
The three of them.
Yeah, I can't remember how many.
But they were like a garage band, and
yeah, they'd get together on the weekends, drink, and pick banjos and guitars. And
a lot of songs back in the 60s came from experiences. So we were wondering if maybe there's a song called I Did It, I Didn't Do It.
Right.
You know, it wasn't me. It was Jimmy Bob. It wasn't Jimmy Bob. It was Billy Joe.
Right. I really want to go back to that time. And I'm just so shocked because, like, that's not the grandfather I remember.
We all learned something about someone after they passed away. This is Keith in Monroe. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, good morning.
So what'd you find out?
Yeah, so my mother passed in January of this year due to cancer. So I found out that basically she had a son by not my father, but someone else when she was younger. So basically, I have a half-brother out there somewhere that I'll probably never be able to find due to, you know, adoption records and stuff like that. She gave him up for adoption. And, yeah, it's just kind of crazy. I'm an only child, and I was like, oh, I might have a brother. That's amazing. And my dad was the one that kind of slipped up.
Yeah, what a weird thing to find out, too. Like you just said, you're conflicted because you're an only child, but you have a brother. You can't find him.
You need, like, an investigator. Track him
down. Yeah, exactly. And it was on a, like, a military hospital. It was in North Carolina, but they seal adoption records. So it makes it really tough to find is what I've been told.
Okay.
But I'm trying to reach out to family and, you know, kind of going that route. And
last name.
Give you some clues, at least.
Last name Gates or Zuckerberg or anything like that.
Exactly.
His name's Mark Zuckerberg. It sounds so familiar to me, but I can't get a hold of him. Thanks, Keith.
Okay, this is Susan in Waxhaw. Welcome to the Manny Roy, the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Susan. Good morning. What's going on? What did you find out after someone passed away?
So I had this great aunt who was a prude. They couldn't say a curse word, buttoned up, you know, religious. And when she passed away, my mom and my aunt found out that she ran a sex toy shop.
Whoa.
And yeah, and her house was loaded with, like, chains and whips and handcuffs and provocative pictures and all this stuff. It was really shocking. And the rest of my family, all the older ones, have all died already. So, like, they all knew about it, except for the younger set. And they were like, we can't even get any answers. It was bizarre.
That is really, really odd. I have to ask you, though, who got to keep all the fun stuff at Auntie's house? Did you guys have to fight over that?
I was a kid when this happened. I was about 17. And when we went to her house to clean it out, they found all this stuff. And I found this, like, belt that wrapped around your body and it had, like, hooks on it. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. And my mom's like, no, no, no.
Yeah, put it down. Put it down.
Susan's like, later on after watching 50 Shades of Grey, I realized what that belt was for. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, Susan. Now, that's funny. One more.
Okay, this is Rich.
Yes.
Hey, man, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
How you doing?
What'd you find out about Grandma? It's pretty interesting.
Yes, yeah, so we're Jewish, my family, and I'll make a long story short. She was on a German track team, and 1 year before her whole family was wiped out in the Holocaust, she took a picture.
Oh. Oh, wait, we lost you. She took a picture with who?
She was with Hitler on Goebbels' birthday, the other guy, other horrible Nazi guy.
Yeah.
They took a picture with the whole track team a year before, you know, the whole family was wiped out.
We found that in
the attic in the box, and we looked it up, and
that's spooky.
Sent it away, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, holy cow, Rich. What an amazing story. Thank you for sharing. That's what we're talking about. You get a story like we just got about finding out something about the aunt, then you get this really powerful story.
Yeah.
From a grandmother who is a track star on the German Olympic team and takes a picture with Hitler. Amazing stuff. You guys can keep them coming. You can always text 704-570-9595. Get to us there. You know what? There's not much going on in celebrity gossip, so why don't we just skip the dirty?
Yeah, and let's push to Can't Beat Loren.
Yeah, we'll go to Can't Beat Loren. Do you want to play let someone play against Holocaust Loren?
Hologram Loren?
Oh, come on. We were just talking about the Holocaust. It was an easy mistake.
Producer Nicole yelling in our ear,
I'm
by
sorry.
The way.
Hologram Loren. Where we have Loren in here. She's in California right now. Please don't tell her I said Holocaust Loren.
Nicole is shaking her head in disapproval.
Loren is in San Francisco right now for a wedding, but we do have her hologram here.
Okay, let's get people calling in. 704-570-9595. Can't beat Hologram Loren coming up.
Good job, Roy.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On Kiss 95.1.
So this won't go against Loren's record for Avery in Belmont, Roy, because she's not here. But we do have Hologram Loren. And Avery, we're just going to play for fun today because we know everybody likes to play and try and get as many questions right as they can and Can't Beat Loren, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
So you don't even have to throw anybody out of the room today since Hologram Loren hasn't even showed up yet.
And by the way, for those who didn't know, Hologram Loren is in Napa for a wedding.
Right. Well, real Loren is there. Hologram Loren is here.
Yes.
Okay.
Apologize.
Okay, Avery, are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
We're super excited here on the MRL show. We've got Hornets tickets to give away in less than 10 minutes. What's the name of the Hornets dance team? With the girls, what are they called? Loren was actually one of them at one point.
I've never even been to a game.
They are the Honey
Bees?
Ooh, good one. Question two, Ariana Grande was spotted with a new hairdo. Who is her fiancé that she called off the engagement to?
Pete Davidson?
Question three.
Question mark.
Pete something.
All right, cool. We like that answer. Question three, Kanye and Mark Zuckerberg did a Backstreet Boys karaoke song together. True or false, Zuckerberg created MySpace?
False.
And Keeping Up with the Kardashians finally aired their highly anticipated episode of Khloe dealing with the Tristan Thompson situation. What is the Kardashians' favorite saying when they swear something is true? They say...
How do I know you're going to ask a Kardashian question? I have no idea. I don't watch that show.
Okay. And that question was just asked because I know Hologram Loren has a funny answer to it.
Yes.
Okay. Question five. Sad news for the Beliebers. Justin Bieber is not planning on putting out any new music anytime soon. He wants to focus on his life with the love of his life. Who is that? Who's the love of his life right now?
Haley Baldwin.
All right.
All right. Hologram Loren. Avery got four correct.
All right. Not bad. Let's see how Hologram Loren does, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question number one for Hologram Loren, who's now here in the studio lit up. We have Hornets tickets to go see the Hornets this weekend. What is the name of their dance team, Hologram Loren? You were part of it at one point.
I feel like I was too young for Fly Girls then, but I totally appreciate it now.
No, ooh, it's not Fly Girls.
It is not the Fly Girls.
No,
you would think.
Honeybees, you should know that, Loren.
Yes. The Fly Girls, of course, were part of In Living Color back in the day.
Sure. Yes.
Whoa, good for you. Look at you beating Hologram Loren 1-0. If you're just joining us, Loren out of the studio. She's out of the show, off the show today. She'll be back on Monday. Ariana Grande sporting a new hairdo. Who is her fiance, Hologram Loren, that she called off the engagement to? We need an answer for that, if you would please, Hologram Loren.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
No, not Kevin Hart. No, it was Pete Davidson. Avery got that correct.
Oh, good job.
2-0.
Question three, Kanye West, Hologram Loren, and Mark Zuckerberg did a Backstreet Boys karaoke song together. True or false? Zuckerberg created MySpace.
Hey, as long as he flushes the toilet, we'll be good.
Ooh.
That doesn't even make sense, Loren. It's false. Facebook.
All right, Keeping Up with the Kardashians finally aired their highly anticipated episode of Khloe dealing with Tristan Thompson. The Kardashians' favorite saying, when they believe something is right, what do they say? The girls?
Stop talking and just marry me.
No?
Funny answer, but no, that's incorrect.
But don't worry, Avery didn't know that one either. It's currently 3-0.
All right, question five. Sad news for the Beliebers. Justin Bieber's not planning on putting out any new music anytime soon. He wants to focus on his life with the love of his life. Who is the love of his life? Hologram Loren. You've got to know this. Justin Bieber's in love with?
Mickey Mouse.
That's not right. Not Mickey Mouse. No. No.
That's the answer we were looking for.
Final score, 4-0.
So she got four right. Yeah, good for you, Avery. Four correct. Oh, that's not bad in Belmont.
It's my first time playing, but think that this isn't real.
We want you to call back and play against Loren and beat her again, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great day. Enjoy your weekend, Avery.
But we got to get to the legendary Friday free-for-all, and we have your Hornets tickets to give to you. It all starts in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL show, Kiss 95.1. That is Bryce Vine. Roy, if I wanted to see Bryce Vine live, would I have to wait months for him to come here?
No, you literally just have to wait a few weeks. He's going to be here for Kissmas Concert 2018, December 13th, in Uptown, Rooftop 210. Get your ticket to kiss95.1.com.
Along with, of course, Why Don't We and Sabrina Carpenter. Tickets now, kiss95.1.com.
Now you are celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
Since Loren is in Napa for a wedding, Hologram Loren played Can't Beat Loren earlier and lost badly. She thought that Mickey Mouse was Justin Bieber's, the love of Justin Bieber's life.
Not true.
Hologram Loren did want to say one more thing before we get to Nicole filling in for her on the dirty.
Okay.
All right, Hologram Loren, what is it that you wanted to say that everybody had to know? You came busting back.
I'm a 34C.
Hey! Good for you.
All right, Hologram Loren, thank you. And we'll see you again the next time Loren's not in the studio. I know, Nicole, we got a bunch of new music to play.
We
new
do.
New Music Friday.
We got
Zayn and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, they dropped a collaboration.
I love Zayn. Zayn likes weird sounds in a song.
Yeah, it's like someone hooping and hollering.
Yeah.
Katy Perry also dropped a Christmas song.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Like the pop Christmas stuff, you know, when like Maroon 5 and like all the big pop stars do Christmas songs. Yeah, like my family's old school and they want the stuff from like 1915.
Christmas time is here again
with the chipmunks.
Yeah.
And then Ariana Grande, she cut her hair and released a tease to a new song.
I can be needy, so hard to please me.
God, I love her voice.
And she posted this on her Instagram story, and it was like the guy playing piano put it on his story as well, and it was just like, we're drunk and vibing.
Okay,
nice. And they came up with that.
I wonder if that is, I wonder if she wrote that.
I don't know.
Like with lyrics and stuff. I got Chainsmokers too.
Yeah.
A new song.
Sure.
Called The Beach House.
Okay.
All right.
Nicole's very well versed in this.
But you love new music. This is your thing.
Darling of mine, where have you been? I feel so alive with you in my bed. Oh, darling of mine, please don't let go. Just tell me you feel this. Tell me you know.
Nice.
Everything they do is good.
Yes. Love the Chainsmokers.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you. Check out all the things happening in Hollywood, which there's not a ton going on today. So that's the
good
news. Yeah,
and typically around this time, we do What Loren Likes. But since Loren is not here, we don't have a What Loren Likes. But you can always go to the Kiss 95.1 website and see all the
stuff. I like something.
Oh, you do?
Kissmas tickets.
Yes. There you go.
We like Kissmas. Get your tickets now.
For the December 13th show, Ticketmaster.com. Hey, up next, we got to tell you TSA, since Loren just flew. I don't think she brought this to California, but she might try and sneak this back. TSA says they're on the lookout for the specific item. People are trying to pass it through security this time of year. We'll talk about it coming up in less than 10 minutes. Couple things going on in the world. Today is National Fast Food Day.
You gonna go? You gonna celebrate?
I don't know if I'm gonna celebrate today. Does Dunkin' count? Because we had Dunkin' wraps this morning.
I think fast foods, anything has a drive-through.
Yeah, this Dunkin' doesn't.
Yeah, so I guess technically no.
Some do, though.
Some do. Was you getting your food fast, like within a minute?
I use the app.
So it's prepared ahead of time?
I pick it right up.
Okay.
Thank you. National Fast Food Day today. Also, today is National Button Day. And it's when I say it's National Button Day, what do you think we're supposed to celebrate today on National Button Day? Because there's a couple different types of buttons.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's just one.
Okay. Which one?
The buttons for your clothing items.
Ooh, that's where your head goes. You know where my head goes?
Where?
Like a button that you push.
Like the buttons that you press.
Yes.
Oh,
like this button here.
Yeah, that's a button.
Turn our mics on and off. That's what I thought. But you're right, Roy. It is actually Buttons for Clothing Day. Today is National Button Day. And it's also Have a Party with Your Bear Day. Do you still have, you know, Dean still sits with my teddy bear that I grew up with.
Oh,
his name is Deedly.
Why is his name Deedly?
Because he played music. He's got a music box that still works. And I think I would just say, like, it would deedly, dude. I mean, it was from 1975. That's when I was born.
I know. You should see my face. I was like, whoa.
It still works.
That's good.
If I knew, I would have brought deedly in.
Yeah. No, I still have all my children's stuffed animals.
That's awesome, because if you have kids one day, you're going to love to pass it down. There really is something so cool to the fact that Dean goes, Dad, I want you to sleep with Deedly. No, I want to sleep with Deedly tonight. Aww. You can have him tomorrow night.
That's cute.
And he's all beat up.
You know how I have that life-size panda? Can you imagine if I, like, pass that down to a kid? The kid's like, it's smothering me. Get off.
It's on top of me. Let's see what else is going on. This is pretty interesting. A Swiss hotel chain is going to allow guests to take a break from social media and enjoy their holidays, and they're going to do all the posting for you on social media. It's called the Relax We'll Post For You service.
What do you gotta, like, give them your password?
I guess.
Or is someone going to be creepily following you around taking photos?
For the Relax We Post service, a Swiss hotel chain teamed up with over 10 well-known influencers who will log into the guests' Instagram accounts and post high-quality photos, cool stories, as well as reply and comment. So they're gonna, there's like five influencers. None of the names I know. Anna Maradin, Pascal Urban. I guess they're all European influencers.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to eliminate the stress of being active on social media. I think that's so cool. Do you ever have a sense that you need to post something?
Never. On social media?
Yeah.
Never. No.
Never like, hey, I better put something up. It's been 2 days.
For our, like, radio family, yeah, I do. Yeah, but, like, if I didn't have a radio show, I would only use Instagram for stalking.
Right, but now.
But now, because I'm like, okay, I'll go through, and I'm like, it's been 4 days, and I should,
yeah.
You know, I feel obligated, you know. But I'm always checking, like, our show, and I'm commenting and replying to messages with our show accounts. I'm so busy with everything else, I don't have time for my own personal one.
You know, I got a quick bone to pick with our producer, Nicole. What? Nicole, I have a bone to pick with you. And I don't know if you noticed this either.
What?
Nicole will comment on a photo that I post.
What will she say?
Personally, not on social media. She'll be like, nice post yesterday. And I'm like, oh, you saw it? She's like, yeah. Well, how would I know? You didn't like it.
Well, maybe because she didn't. And she's being sarcastic with you.
But we're a team. Everybody should like, except for Loren's blog post, which I don't like. Everybody should like. I admitted that during our that's not a no secret. I admitted that during our lie detector test this week. Right. But do you know what I mean? Like, shouldn't everybody like everybody's post? Just because my wife likes our posts. It's team.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I literally can't remember the last time that I said to you in person, nice post.
Ooh, that was some shady stuff right there.
But you're right.
If I do say that, then I should have liked or commented. No, but I just can't remember.
What if you didn't like it? My thing is if you saw it, you should like it.
Sometimes I go back, like, I notice this with my best friend, Christine. We're very supportive of one another. And sometimes I'll scroll and I'll see her stuff. But, like, we're so busy. Like, I don't, like, sometimes I just scroll because it's kind of like free therapy, just scrolling mindlessly. And then I'll go back, like, and realize that I haven't liked the past three or four pictures. So then I'll just like all her stuff.
Roy, I'm scrolling through. I posted a picture of Steve Irwin because it was the Crocodile Hunter Day yesterday, Steve Irwin Day. Mm-hmm. And I specifically fished this out there to see if Weaver would like it. Nicole, today is National Steve Irwin Day. What an awesome guy and true friend to the animals. You mean you didn't see that on your timeline, Nicole? Because she didn't like it. It got 65 likes. It would have gotten 66 if she was in on it.
You know what I'm realizing? I don't like any of your stuff. I'm just going through here. I don't like any of it.
You don't like my stuff either, but we should like each other's things. We're a team.
Yeah, I guess you don't show up in my feed.
Weird.
I guess you don't, because I didn't see the Steve Irwin thing until just now.
How many people do you follow?
I don't know. Quite a few. I follow 1,281 people.
Oh, so you only follow 350.
Yeah, I'm following quite a bit. So I'm all, the majority of it's our radio family.
Yeah, your timeline is all. Yeah. It's all wacky because you have so many people. Okay. Well, let me see how many people Weaver's following. Nicole's following.
Two.
Not
like,
us.
Like some cool thing, like two.
523. She posted a picture of us that we got professionally taken.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, love these guys, but boy, am I ready for vacation next week. # out of the office. Got 229 likes.
What does that mean?
That's what the MRL show posted.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I understand she needs a vacation. She deals with our nonsense.
But don't you think we should all like each other's posts? Can we establish that?
Yeah. No.
No, what? You don't.
No,
think.
I don't. No, I don't think that.
Really?
You know, I was just saying yes, just so I could move on from this stupid conversation, and I was getting annoyed.
Not stupid.
I'm not gonna. I don't want to be obligated to like all y'all stuff.
Why? All it is just a life. All you do is tap it.
No, because that means I'm gonna have to seek you out and look it up and then like it, and then if I don't like it, then you're gonna think, oh, well, then the Roy must be upset at me. Let's just go with if I see it and I like it, I like it.
All right. In all fairness, there's a picture that you posted casually scrolling through my photos, and I found this gem of you with producer Nicole behind you making a weird face.
Yeah.
470 likes, and I didn't like it, but I don't think I saw that.
See, you're not coming up on my feed, I don't think. But your wife comes up in my feed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like some of her stuff.
Okay.
I love how Nicole says that she loves us, but she needs a vacation from us. That's so funny to me.
Loren's out today.
Yeah, and then Nicole's
out. She needs a vacation. From us.
Everyone's all taking wishy-washy vacation days.
You know what's awesome is we get off for Christmas, then I come back for like 2 days, and I'm going to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A January Bahamas trip. I ain't lying. I'm excited for that. I'm in a wedding, though.
Do you think there's ever going to be a time where we can all just do the show for a week?
No.
Or should we just always keep taking trips?
Yeah, let's all just... I think it's good for the show. It's good show material if all of us are in and out.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. We do have to tell you, though, there's one item in particular that TSA is looking out for. So if you're going to travel this holiday season, be on the lookout for this stuff. And we got to talk about people faking it just to make it during Thanksgiving dinner. We'll get into that. All of it coming up in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Ooh.
Flip the paper.
The rattle of the paper. Yeah. Must be serious.
It's not. So TSA is on the lookout. Do we have any on the lookout music?
Yes, we got on the lookout music.
You know, Thanksgiving's that is on the lookout music. Yeah, 25 million travelers are going to be passing through airport security here for the Thanksgiving holiday season. They will be on the lookout for
Loren.
Yes.
Coming back from Napa.
And cranberry sauce.
Really?
You can't take it.
But why would people travel with Thanksgiving Day food anyway? I mean, whatever location you're going to is where everything should be set up.
Quite a few. They're expecting millions of turkeys to go through their checkpoints. You can check. Your turkey can fly in your carry-on luggage.
Stop.
Yes. Of course, now it needs to meet the carry-on size regulations. But you can bring your turkey through TSA.
Like frozen?
However you need to bring it through. Cornbread, pumpkin pies, green beans, yams, all those can go in a checked bag. As long as the checked bag fits, of course, in the plane. Your check-on. Not your check-on, your carry-on.
Let me ask you this.
Carry-on luggage.
You're flying from here to, let's say, go see your family up in New Jersey, New York. We have a lot of people down here from, you know, could be going. So you mean to tell me that your family up there is going to be like, don't forget to bring the stuffing. No, I'm flying.
You can bring the stuffing.
I can't believe that.
Put it on your carry-on luggage. As long as it fits on the plane, you're good to go. I don't know. Except cranberry sauce. Of course, things that are liquidy you might want to avoid. So, of course, make sure your green beans are drained. Don't bring wine.
No liquids, no wine. That's
wine
right.
Wine can't go on your carry-on.
I challenge anyone to call us real quick, 704-570-9595. Just call us because I need to know if someone brought Thanksgiving fixings or a turkey on a plane to go to Thanksgiving.
Could you imagine you're sitting in your seat and you have a massive bird on your lap?
How you doing? Sorry.
Brought my turkey.
I'm in charge of the turkey this year for my family in Detroit. Well, how come your family in Detroit can't get a turkey on the other side? Like, in other words, I just think it's crazy to travel.
Well, I got to thaw it out anyway. So.
Yeah. And I get maybe the coming back, you might want to bring cooked turkey or you might want to bring some cooked things for leftovers. That I understand more than like
bringing a frozen turkey onto an aircraft.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Loren brought a full-size birthday cake one time.
I know she did.
Got right through security. No issues.
Well, no, I thought there was issues, remember?
Well,
you're not cutting it.
They wanted to cut it, and then so they agreed and compromised on putting it through the radiation
screener thing. Yeah,
I like that there's a compromise. Yeah. There's no compromise, Loren. You do what TSA tells you.
Loren's like, I'm one going on that aircraft, and two, you will let this cake
and
go
this
through.
Cake is coming with me.
Now, how we make that possible is up to you.
I'll be waiting over here.
Let's talk to Antoinette.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Did you ever try to bring a turkey onto an airplane?
No, I didn't, but I live in Charlotte, and my mom lives in New York, and she actually flew a turkey down here one Thanksgiving, and it was cooked.
It was already cooked?
Yes.
Like the whole bird?
Yes.
So was it in her luggage, or was it in her lap?
Yeah, it was in her carry-on. I don't know where she put it on the plane. She put it in the overhead under her.
Could you imagine, like, they're trying to stuff the bag in the overhead bin. She's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
My turkey's in there and it's seasoned to perfection. Antoinette, did she come like the morning of Thanksgiving and then you guys just, oh my gosh.
Yeah, because she was flying it, you know, the day of and at the time it was, you know, years ago and I wasn't really comfortable. I'd never made a turkey, so I didn't want to ruin the turkey.
Oh.
So she was like, I'll bring the turkey.
That is so good. I love that. Mom brought the turkey.
On an aircraft.
Cooked.
Could you imagine everyone, by the way, even the pilot's clicks on, ladies and gentlemen, it's your pilot speaking. Something smells good back there. If anybody wants to share, we're getting pretty hungry up here in the cockpit at 36,000 feet. We'd love to nibble on the turkey.
You know turkeys can't fly, but Americans sure can. We'll be touching down in about 10 minutes to eat that turkey. I forget what my dad used to do for Thanksgiving. You know, my dad would work holidays because you got, as a pilot, you would get more money and stuff.
Yeah.
And, there was many a Thanksgiving where his chair was empty. And but he would tell me, I forget.
You guys didn't reschedule for whenever he was back in town?
No, not typically because of our school schedule and stuff, you know?
Okay, because like even when I was like a 911 operator and then when I first got into radio, you work every holiday.
Yeah.
And that's just the deal. It's the rite of passage.
Yeah.
Because all the, you know, big shows take off and someone's got to be there. And so my parents would always readjust celebrating with me.
Yeah. No, I think maybe people thought, certain people thought it was more peaceful. Around the table?
Oh,
without
like,
Pops there? Yeah.
They were asking him to go to work?
Yeah. Pick up a flight. Well, TWA at the time, that's who he flew for, they would call and they would ask for Captain Maney, and he was on reserve. So if he was available, he would have to take the flight. But Dad would tell us, like, hey, if they call and ask for me, tell them I'm not available. And if he was being a real pain, my mom and I would be like, yeah, he's right here. I'd be like, thanks, Captain Maney. Go ahead and take this flight. Yeah. Hey, coming up, we got to talk about, speaking of Thanksgiving, a lot of people are going to fake a relationship on Thanksgiving Day. And we're going to dive into why someone would do that coming up just after 9.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Kissmas 2018 going down December 13th. Mark your calendars. We're going to be at Rooftop 210. A real kind of intimate setting to go see Why Don't We?
I don't really want to trust fun, baby. I like my women independent.
You know, they were there last year.
Yeah, they were awesome.
I love Charlotte so much they're coming back. This time we're going to have Sabrina Carpenter there as well.
That's not all. Also, Bryce Vine will be there. Once again, tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. December 13th, Rooftop 210. Now, unlike past venues that were a little bigger, the Spectrum Center, the Bojangles Coliseum, we decided to make it a little bit more of an intimate Kissmas this year. So everybody that goes will have an awesome experience. So that means that there's not a lot of tickets available like in the past. So get your tickets now. They will sell out. Ticketmaster.com, Kissmas 2018. Dude, have you ever, or do you know someone, like maybe, see your sister, didn't your sister marry to her high school sweetheart or pretty close?
Everyone in my family did.
Yeah. So it doesn't work for you guys.
It's a trend. I don't know.
According to a new survey, 1,000 adults said that almost 1 in 4 of the 1,000 adults surveyed have actually faked a relationship to avoid having to deal with the pressure from loved ones during Thanksgiving while at dinner about why they're not there with someone. And when are you going to bring someone next to the Thanksgiving table?
Well, I kind of dealt with something similar back when I was in the closet.
Yeah, I guess. But you were in the closet. That was different.
Yeah. But I'd get questions, you know.
Yeah, I bet. Get hammered. Right. Huh? When are you gonna make a good woman your husband one day?
You dating anyone?
Yeah.
I see you on TV with Whitney Way Thor, huh? Is that you going to get married? No.
But did they really, did the table pressure you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aunts, uncles, cousins?
Yeah. Asking me about, you know, what I'm doing.
The survey found that men are more than twice as likely as women to lie about being in a relationship, which is actually pretty funny. So it also says, keep that in mind when your cousins start bragging about how hot the new girlfriend is and they're not even there. they're probably lying
about it. What's the big deal? Why do everybody want people to be in a relationship so bad?
My family was not like that at all.
They were like, you do you.
Not, well, more like, you see us, don't get married. Like, yeah. My mom and dad were like, there ain't nothing happy.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, it depends on your family. When I told my mom, hey, mom, guess what? I got engaged. She's like, well, just so you know, your life of going out and partying every night's over. I'm dead serious.
That's pretty funny.
And then guess what? Yeah. When I told her that we were pregnant with Dean, yeah. I got the same response.
Yeah. There went your life.
Yeah. Well, you and Amanda ain't going to be able to go out every night anymore.
Well, you're like, I know, but I'm ready for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
But there was never pressure. Like, why do you want to have a girlfriend? Just do you. Like you said. Yeah. Don't go out. Don't be, you know. But you're right. I wonder if anybody, real quick, before we get out of here for the weekend, we need to take a quick poll. Did anyone ever have to lie just to stop the family from asking you about when you're going to get a boyfriend or girlfriend? 704-570-9595. And how deep was the lie? You know, do they? Because it's one thing to be like, hey, Brian, where's your, where you going to have a girl next year? Oh, I got a girlfriend now. Then how many questions do you have to lie about?
You'd have to come up with a whole storyline, how you met, what they're like, what their interests are, their family.
College?
All that. It's a very deep lie, and I wouldn't be good at that. I wouldn't be able to lie well.
Damn it, there is no Emily.
Yeah, his name is Sterling, okay? You happy? Go, I'm gay. It just storms out.
You know, that's how every Thanksgiving dinner should go.
Yeah, Roy, I keep noticing your pronouns are changing every 2 seconds. the gig's up.
Him, her,
who cares?
704-570-9595. We have to ask you, did you ever have to lie, even if it wasn't at Thanksgiving, did you ever have to lie about having a significant other just to stop the family pressure? And how deep was your lie? What kind of car they drive? What? Leave me alone. I'm going upstairs to my room to finish my dinner.
704-570-9595.
We did get a text message from someone that said that they lied and said that they were engaged when they weren't really engaged. But they ended up getting engaged over Christmas, so she couldn't tell anybody because she'd already told everyone that she was engaged over Thanksgiving.
Oh! That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Huh. You couldn't celebrate it. All right, we'll take your calls on that right here on the MRL Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.